Getting stuck isn't just common, it's inevitable. Consider Brie Larson, who, before winning her Academy Award, faced thousands of rejections, including for The Hunger Games, Star Wars, and The Big Bang Theory. She's been remarkably transparent about being rejected 98-99% of the time throughout her career. Her journey reflects a universal truth we all experience, hitting walls that seem insurmountable in creative pursuits, relationships, or careers. The difference between those who break through and those who remain stuck isn't luck or talent alone. It's a strategic approach to overcoming obstacles. The anatomy of a breakthrough is something we can all understand and achieve by recognizing patterns in how we get stuck and implementing proven strategies to move forward again. Psychologist Clark Hull discovered the goal gradient effect. We move quickly at the start and end of projects, but slow in the middle. This pattern appears in humans, too, as coffee shop customers purchase their 9th cup 20% faster than their 2nd, rushing toward that free 11th drink. The plateau effect happens when effective techniques lose impact over time. According to life researcher Bruce Feiler, we face life quakes, major disruptions like health issues or relationship endings, every 12 to 18 months, with effects lasting 5 years. This means we spend about 30 years in transition. Consider A-ha's Take On Me. The iconic keyboard riff took composer Magne Furuhoman 7 years to perfect, succeeding only after completely reworking the original failed recording. This contradicts the creative cliff illusion that creativity diminishes over time. Research shows persistence generates more and better ideas. The average successful entrepreneur is 42, with top founders averaging 45. 50-year-old founders succeed twice as often as 30-year-olds. Being first isn't crucial. Google was the 22nd search engine, and Facebook wasn't the first social network. Success rewards persistence. The most dangerous traps are those we don't recognize. One common trap is unintentional herd behavior, when we believe we're being original while unconsciously following trends, like parents choosing unique baby names that end up following predictable patterns. The pseudo-intelligibility trap occurs when people think they're communicating clearly while operating in different mental frameworks. Small conflicts, like leaving a glass by the sink, can symbolize deeper respect issues that gradually erode relationships. Some minor-looking problems hide catastrophic potential. Robert Wadlow, history's tallest man, died at 22 from a simple ankle blister infection. We often ignore small issues while focusing on seemingly bigger problems. The solution lies in preventative maintenance and connecting emotionally with our future selves, overcoming our tendency to discount long-term consequences. When mentally stuck, pushing harder often backfires. Miles Davis understood this. He left the room during Herbie Hancock's audition to ease the pianist's anxiety and advised guitarist John McLaughlin to play it like you don't know how to play the guitar, favoring intuition over overthinking. This contradicts hustle culture's insistence on constant motion. Yet research with guppies proves patience can be vital. Cautious guppies that observed before acting survived longer than their bold counterparts when faced with predators. Instead of visualizing success, consider worst-case scenarios. Examining potential failures, like bombing the bar exam or SAT, reveals life continues beyond disappointment. This radical acceptance helps us appreciate our present circumstances and release the grip of failure anxiety. Can't embrace failure? Try satisficing, choosing the first good enough option rather than exhaustively seeking the perfect one. Studies show maximizers earn more but face higher rates of regret and depression, while satisficers report greater happiness. Alternatively, try atomizing, breaking daunting goals into tiny steps. When running gets tough, focusing on individual steps rather than total distance helps overcome mental blocks. What separates the exceptional isn't revolutionary talent, but evolutionary tweaks developed over time. soccer star Lionel Messi transformed pre-match anxiety into advantage by walking, not running, in early minutes to study opponents. Right, left, left, right. He smells who is the weak point, noted coach Pep Guardiola. Tennis champion Andre Agassi's breakthrough against Boris Becker came through keen observation. After losing their first three matches, Agassi spotted Becker's tongue position before serving revealed the ball's direction, helping him win 9 of their next 11 matches. Psychologist Tara Brock shows that when anxiety paralyzes, stopping can be the solution. She cites 1950s test pilot Chuck Yeager, who survived extreme altitude failure through inaction while others made frantic corrections. This sacred pause enables optimal timing and prevents hasty decisions. Research confirms strategic silences improve negotiations, while artists like Paul Simon and Gene Wilder mastered the pause to enhance performances, proving deliberate stillness's power. Anxiety serves as our warning system, but often immobilizes us when we mistake minor setbacks for threats. Research indicates an optimal error rate of 15.87%, the Goldilocks zone between success and failure, showing that mistakes are vital for growth. Our interpretation of setbacks determines our response. While most handle success well, failure proves more challenging. As poet Jack Gilbert notes about the Icarus legend, we fixate on the fall but forget that Icarus also flew. Being stuck often indicates progress. We've pushed beyond our comfort zone. Elite performers like Phil Mickelson deliberately create stress tests for resilience, playing multiple daily rounds to elongate his focus and treat his mind like a muscle. By training to maintain focus through 200 shots, tournament rounds of 72 become manageable. Michelle Poehler transformed her anxious upbringing by launching a 100 Days Without Fear campaign, facing one fear daily. Though not conquering every challenge, she learned to measure her anxiety throughout each experience, building broader resilience. Paul Simon's appearances on Dick Cavett's talk show in the 1970s revealed a telling pattern. Though visibly uncomfortable during interviews, Simon transformed the moment he picked up his guitar. When doing replaced thinking, he became fluid and engaging. While getting unstuck involves feelings and thoughts, action is the catalyst for breakthrough. Structure becomes liberating rather than limiting when stuck. Microscheduling, breaking time into 10-20-minute segments, eliminates decision paralysis and quiets internal resistance. Physical movement consistently sparks mental breakthroughs. Companies in walkable areas show higher innovation rates than those in car-dependent locations. Students walking on treadmills while reading retained 35% more information and showed enhanced brain activity. Movement introduces variants that break stagnant patterns, especially benefiting divergent thinking when conventional approaches fail. Action unsticks us because it's inherently propulsive and teaches through experience. Whether through experimentation, physical movement, or lowered standards to enable progress, action generates the momentum that transforms stuckness into breakthrough. Don't wait for perfect conditions. Start moving, even imperfectly, and watch the path forward emerge.